Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6th on the U.S. Capitol said it subpoenaed six close allies and campaign officials of President Trump. Some of those subpoenaed included William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 reelection campaign, Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign, and Angela McCallum, the campaign's national executive assistant. As China is ramping up its nuclear arsenal and high-speed delivery systems, Republican lawmakers are demanding answers from the Biden administration about how proposed changes to America's use of nuclear weapons. On Monday, top House Republicans highlighted the concerns by U.S. allies over Joe Biden's proposal to limit the conditions under which America would consider a nuclear strike. Last night, four astronauts inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. This was after a six-month scientific mission on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As the border crisis could have been averted, millions and millions of tax dollars worth of border wall laid to waste under the leadership of President Biden.
Since Joe Biden halted construction of the border wall, multiple reporters and Republican lawmakers have shared videos and photos of the massive piles of steel left stacked up along the border, which had been purchased for the wall during the Trump administration. However, Ben Berquam, a conservative journalist, has revealed another massive supply of materials intended for the border.
They do not want you to see this. They do not want you to see millions. I don't know if it's 100 million. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars sitting out here burning up out in the desert. Your tax dollars.
Berquam also said there is a media blackout on the area as the Biden administration does not want anyone to see it. But he got in explaining, I have an escort. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Although it's filled with wasteful spending and will include a per-mile driving tax for all American drivers, 13 House Republicans sided with Democrats to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, told Newsmax on Monday, it's all about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the massive social spending bill.
And it's unfortunate that so many people think that this bill is really about infrastructure when it's so much more about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the reconciliation bill, which is the Build Back Beijing, Build Back Broke. You can call it whatever you want. It's a terrible bill. But even in the infrastructure bill, most of this infrastructure bill goes to the implementing Green New Deal policies. You know, we're going to have a tax on driving. We're going to have, I think, almost $200 billion spent on retrofitting homes and buildings to make them sustainable, whatever that means. It's very vague, and what it does, which is so critically wrong about it, it takes all the power and money that could go to the state and local governments and to our communities, and it gives it to bureaucrats in Washington where they get to make the decisions. This is a bell that we might not be able to unring, because once the power is in the hands of federal bureaucrats, like Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg or the head of EPA, and, you know, not to mention all the other bureaucracies that are in Washington, in the executive branch, we're not going to be able to change that, and money's just going to pour in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. How you doing, America? I know. That's a don't ask if you don't want the answer, right? I get you. I understand. I feel your pain. We're all feeling it. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, who finds himself being more of a therapist these days than a political scientist. It's an absolute mess, Paul. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, here we've got our border czar vice president, nowhere close to the southern border. She's going to France, I don't know, to clean up how many aisles of mess that Joe Biden left in his most recent trip, and the stories that are coming out. I mean, this country just continues to be, more and more embarrassed. I don't know how much more we can take.
Yeah, well, it's pretty bad. I mean, I'm sitting here reading right now, Bill, at Fox News this morning about Professor Peter Boghossian, who's beginning an entirely new university in Austin, Texas, which is dedicated simply to free speech. In fact, he says here, he quotes a professor who reached out to him who said, quote, "I'm caught in an insane asylum. Everybody's gone crazy. I will work for half." Right? They're saying it's an academic crazy place, these universities. And in fact, he says, Boghossian says, "People from all over the intellectual, political, and moral spectrum are coming to me because our institutions have been hijacked by maniacs." And that's exactly right. And I would say it seems that's not only going on in academia, but it appears to be going on in the White House as well. And as Joe Biden's numbers continue to go down, he's doing nothing that would turn him around. I mean, maybe he's hoping, if he's even thinking about it, Bill, that by next November at this time, he'll be okay and up 10 points in the polls. I just wish that what happened last week in, first Tuesday of November 2021, I wish it was the first Tuesday in November of 2022. Political retribution for this stuff at the ballot box really, really couldn't come too soon.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that concerns me then is then we got, drawer number two, we've got Obama's pen and phone, and you've got, all kinds of executive edicts that will be coming down. I mean, he's an absolute madman. I mean, after all the election information that came in from Virginia, even New Jersey, which still smells like bad fish, that's a whole nother conversation. But and because a lot of people there in New Jersey are going, what the heck happened? I mean, it's almost like deja vu 2020 all over again. People are saying, look, we saw Jack signs all over the place. We didn't see hardly any Murray signs whatsoever. And why would we want to continue on with somebody that continues to rob us of our freedoms and violate our constitutional rights? This just doesn't make sense. But, this is what it looks like, right? And so we're, yeah, we're reliving 2020 over again. And the other thing with these, you know, we've got three major books out right now, Paul, regarding the rigged election. You know, for the longest time, the mainstream media, legacy media didn't want to talk about it. Fox News, speaking of which, Chris Wallace, anytime he talks to a Republican, is like, well, don't you believe it was a legitimate election? I mean, why are you asking that question? You know, that's quite telling in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And anytime you go to CNN, CNN.com, they are still constantly beating that drum. That's exactly what they're doing. And in fact, they're going to beat that in the January 6th incident. They're going to beat that as long as they can, right up until November 2022, November 2024. And, you know, they weren't asking Democrats after 2016 if they thought the 2016 was a legitimate election, because most of them thought that it wasn't. They thought it was rigged by the Russians, of all.
Exactly.
And they said that for 4 years, over and over again.
And they're still saying it, Paul. They're still saying it after $70 million of the people's money and all these attorneys that checked into everything. And it's still, they're chasing that bone, and there's no meat left on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And of those three books, the one in particular that I'm interested in reading, if it's one of the three that you're referring to, John Fund of formerly of the Wall Street Journal, and he has a book out on this subject. I think it's the one with Hans von Spakovsky of
Exactly. And I'm interviewing Hans this week, and also Molly Hemingway.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Molly Hemingway has one as well. And Hans is somebody who I've known him years going back. In fact, I moderated a debate that he was in on gun control at my alma mater, University of Pittsburgh, about 5 years ago. And people should know that this is an issue. This is an issue that he's followed for a long time. You know,
He's a former member of the Federal Election Commission, and he's an attorney. Yeah. I mean, come on, you're not going to be pulling a lot of wool over his eyes, are you?
No, that's right. Yeah, he absolutely knows his stuff, and he and John Fund both are very thoughtful about this. They're very careful about this, and I hope the point that they make in this book is that the kind of steps that Georgia took it needs to be done nationwide by Republican governors, legislatures all throughout the country, Republican legislatures like mine in Pennsylvania. And yeah, the left is going to do what they do. They're going to, you know, scream racist. You know, all you're trying to do is have mere election integrity laws, and you may get your entire state boycotted by Major League Baseball. And,
but then you get to win a World Series, though. But you get to win a World Series, though, afterwards. Just, you know, for redemption.
Right. Yeah.
This is where God reminds everybody there is a God still. He's still in control. Okay, you can have one All-Star game, but we're going to give you three World Series games and the World Series rings on top of that. How about that? How about that stuff, huh?
That's great. The only thing that would have showed me God was more totally in control would have been if they won it in Atlanta rather than in Houston, right? I wonder if Rob Manfred would have even showed up. But to see the look on the Major League Baseball commissioner's face, this just kind of oblivious look as he congratulated the Atlanta Braves. I mean, that guy should have not been allowed anywhere within the presence of the Braves. And talk about grace. I mean, the Braves owner should have said at that moment, well, thank you a lot, Mr. Commissioner, but we know what you think about the people of Georgia, right? But of course, our side has more grace than that. And the other side does not. This politicization of everything, baseball, major league, the NFL, it's all completely out of control.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, the lack of grace on the progressive left and the ideologically fixed left would have been, you imagine, if they would have won and the tables were turned, they probably wouldn't even have been there for the trophy ceremony, would they? I mean, they'd have made such an incident out of it. Who knows? They might have even got Colin Kaepernick to come in and just kneel in silence.
Yeah, they have the trophy kneeling. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It's incredible. You know, to think that even Bill Clinton, when he realized that the days were over of big government, I mean, he got the message real quick and said, hey, guys, I got to tell you, the era of big government's over. Joe Biden says, hey, no, we're just beginning. And Which leaves us with another question I'll ask you on the other side of the break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, and we're grateful for the networks that pick us up and share us each day just for you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor. I just want to summarize what we talked in that first segment. You know, Paul, you know, in light of these books, from credible people talking about something that heretofore, you know, how dare you question the legitimacy of the election? You know, it's a fact. You know, you just go on. There's nothing here to look at. It's already proven that Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and we don't care about any affidavits or anything that you want to bring up. But now that this has opened up an opportunity to have this conversation, number one. Number two is Joe Biden. I mean, ratings or no ratings, the polling and that, I mean, they're proof that this man is a disaster. His administration is an absolute disaster. That combined with the revelation of these books and now the having the ability to talk about it in the political marketplace, this could take us down a road of that we've never been before, where they could potentially take a serious look. Maybe the Supreme Court would take a look at this seriously and do something about it and validate what these affidavits, what all these reports are saying, and that is that this election was a sham, that it was illegitimate and invalid. And I got to tell you, there'd be a lot of people in America rejoicing over this because of the damage that this president and his administration has done in less than a year. So there's a lot of prevailing winds moving in that favor that could take this country to a bit of history it's never experienced before.
Well, I don't think that will happen. And part of it, too, the people who voted for Joe Biden, right? So, I mean, the fact that Biden got 81 million votes is just unbelievable. I mean, Hillary got 66 million. Right? So I imagine Donald Trump. This is one of the reasons why I think Trump was so upset and incredulous about the voting. Donald Trump went from 62 million votes, Bill, to 75. I mean, it's a 20% increase, and he lost.
Right, and he lost. Right,
6 million. It's absolutely astonishing. And so, you know, assuming that those votes that Biden got were indeed, you know, legitimate, fair votes, it shows, as we all knew, as you and I talked about many times, not an enthusiasm at all for Joe Biden, but right. People who just hated Donald Trump on the other side and wanted to vote against him. And I got to point this out, too. You go to Real Clear Politics and some of these other sources, and as low as Joe Biden's approval numbers are, about the only person out there equal to him in disapproval is Donald Trump. So whoever the Republicans run in 2024, and by the way, I say this with all appreciation for good things that Donald Trump did during the last four years, but you need somebody who can get more than 45% of the vote. And you know, yes. I'm a Reagan historian and biographer, right? And Ronald Reagan went from winning 44 out of 50 states in 1980 to winning 49 out of 50 in 84. So it's really crucial to get somebody who's not just competent and understands what the economy is all about and everything, but somebody likable. And you know,
yeah,
well, you know, but it's true. So having said that, I don't know. What do you think? I think Trump's probably going to run again, right? Doesn't it look like it?
No doubt he's going to. But you're exactly right. The problem you have is the likability, and it's no wonder. I mean, when you think about it, what set all this up? It was you had the unlikability of Hillary Clinton going against Trump, and so they ended up, you know, of the two, they said, okay, well, let's give him a shot. Well, he did a great job, but then, you know, they didn't like his tweets, and of course this was all even further jettisoned and ginned up by the social media oligarchs, and you know, a lot of his personality was being defined by outside forces. And you know, and he got painted. He got branded in that deal. So, you know. But anyway, it's all a lie. It was all a lie, and it's like that.
Imagine what if you had a genuinely likable Republican, right? Who's a conservative, right? Somebody like a Rand Paul, a Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. And, I mean, we like Barack Obama said in 2016, he said that was the most impressive field of Republicans he's ever seen. If you get somebody who's an actual conservative and likable to run against Joe Biden or Kamala Harris in 2024, I mean, this could be a 10 percentage point victory, right? I mean, this could be like 52-42.
And then what you do, Paul, is you have Donald Trump in the background advising and counseling the president. And you just can say, look at, hey, you can't be in the Oval Office because you don't pass the charm test. Sorry. But we got to have somebody there.
Look at Glenn Youngkin, right? Look at Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. Yes. I think he handled mm-hmm. Donald Trump very well in all of this. But what I don't want to see again is Donald Trump to run and loses 48% to 44%. Right. And you're stuck with Biden for another 4 years or Kamala Harris. It seems hard to believe.
Or even worse, Kamala
would be as hated as Hillary. But I don't know.
Yeah. And then we end up with another 4 years of resistance and impeachment and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, this is totally insane what we've gone through. Hey, Paul, real quick, I want to transition to this issue of COVID. More information coming out. I was watching a video last night from a doctor. He says, here it is. We've got, I don't know, 14, 16,000 people that have died post vaccination. And suddenly there was a report here recently. They finally had an autopsy. He goes, wait a minute. Thousands of people died and we only have one autopsy? He goes, autopsies tell you everything. And, you know, purposely they're ignoring this stuff and we're remaining in the dark here because this vaccination, this is still an experiment at the life and risk of live people.
Well, and with Pfizer and Moderna, it's experimental gene therapy. I mean, it's messenger RNA.
Yes.
And as somebody with a background mm-hmm. in this stuff and who supported Operation Warp Speed and everything, when I found out, Bill, what Moderna and Pfizer were, I was shocked. I said, I can't believe these people are using messenger RNA. I mean, the vaccine, mm-hmm. just heat kill the damn thing. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Why are they mm-hmm. doing this? And now that 5 to 11-year-olds are getting the shots, when you start getting serious side effects and even deaths among 8-year-olds, that's going to be the game changer, mm-hmm. right? You have people.
So you didn't kill them in the womb. So let's kill them, you know, post birth, right?
Well, somebody who's in her 70s has developed Bell's palsy. And there's about 10,400 reported cases of this from the VAERS vaccine reporting adverse effects website run by the federal government. And those are way underreported. But when that happens to people in their 70s, right, people say, well, you know, mm-hmm. she's in her 70s, right? But when this starts happening to 8-year-olds, here's a tweet that a friend of mine shared with me last night from her friend. Quote, my son's friend in year 8 had second Pfizer on Monday. Monday night, taken to hospital by ambulance with chest pain and breathing issues. Doctor in emergency said, quote, I don't even need to ask if he's had the Pfizer. Probably second shot. Seeing it daily, he said. So when you start seeing conditions like that in healthy 8-year-olds, by the way, we're seeing them in healthy 18-year-olds, including a girl 40 minutes from me who had to get a heart transplant of all things. And
oh my gosh.
Probably never going to recover. But when this starts happening among 8-year-olds, maybe at that point, parents and other people will say, okay, what's going on here? This is mm-hmm. not safe. And having said that, I'm not against, you know, somebody 70 years old with comorbidities, getting vaccinated. In fact, I would tell most of them they probably should. But an 8-year-old, an 8-year-old does not need to be vaccinated. That is madness. That is absolutely pure madness. Mm-hmm. No way.
Well, there's so much, Paul, that we still don't know or that we're not being told on purpose. That's what's even scarier yet. That we're just being told to comply, high step it with everybody else, go vaccinated, go get vaccinated, don't pass go or collect $200. That's the order of the day, right?
Yeah, they're pushing for 100% vaccination. And they even put through a federally funded NIH quote-unquote study a couple Fridays ago that I'm still trying to figure out, sending around back and forth to colleagues that claim...
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copay.
copays, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6th on the U.S. Capitol said it subpoenaed six close allies and campaign officials of President Trump. Some of those subpoenaed included William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 reelection campaign, Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign, and Angela McCallum, the campaign's national executive assistant. As China is ramping up its nuclear arsenal and high-speed delivery systems, Republican lawmakers are demanding answers from the Biden administration about how proposed changes to America's use of nuclear weapons. On Monday, top House Republicans highlighted the concerns by U.S. allies over Joe Biden's proposal to limit the conditions under which America would consider a nuclear strike. Last night, four astronauts inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. This was after a six-month scientific mission on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Jeff Kemp, the former NFL QB, with us, and hey, we've got lots to talk about. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Before we get into the topic, I wanted to get your read as a former NFL QB with all the controversy that's going on with Aaron Rodgers right now. This is a man just like, you know, like yourself that, I mean, hey, your health is paramount. And you know, as a top performing, you know, athlete, you're going to be very mindful of what goes into your body. And I thought what Aaron Rodgers had to say in terms of expressing his position, I wasn't threatened by it, but it seems that a lot of other people were. Maybe you can help us understand, as a former NFL quarterback yourself, put that in perspective, can you?
Well, he is a person that does his own research and thinks things through. You know, he's a champion at Jeopardy and loves that game. So a thinking guy, went to Berkeley. And he's allowed to make his own choices. And the choices that most of those pro athletes are making, especially at that elite level of quarterback, like Tom Brady, they're doing everything they can to extend their longevity, to heal quickly, to take care of their health. And if they make a choice to not take a vaccine, that's their personal choice. The challenge today, of course, and this is kind of gets into the topic, I think the culture and those in power and those almost with the most education act as if we humans can perfect society and we can get rid of evil. We can get rid of racism. We can get rid of war. We can get rid of disease. We can get rid of the flu. In this case, we're working harder to get rid of the COVID than the normal flu. And it's probably going to become the normal flu in the future. But in our overestimation of how great we are as humans and how much we can do to perfect life on this earth, we are making decisions for other people top down. And when people don't go along with us, we get upset. And when we get upset, people criticize. And now you throw that in the internet and, you know, profit-driven news world, and you've got cancel culture. So Aaron, you know, he swam right into the
well. And you've got you've got greed influences involved in a big way, Jeff, that you didn't even touch on. And this is all part and parcel
and such. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the other deal, philosophically, you have the perception of people that do not understand the identity of human beings, that their identity is in God, that they're created by God. I mean, let's face it, Jeff, you know, part of what's driving this stuff is the same thing that's driven Planned Parenthood and these eugenicists and Bill Gates and these people who believe that the planet is not big enough to handle the population. So a little culling of the herd, no big whoop. They just, they feel like they're helping the process along, and they suddenly are God themselves. This is the stuff that nobody's talking about, Jeff, but this is all part and parcel of this deal that people, you know, you wonder why they're vaccine hesitant. They feel, God, this doesn't make sense. You know, this isn't, you know, but when you look at the bigger picture here and you see what's going on, like one doctor, I was just talking with Paul Kangora, I was watching his video last night. He said, look, there's been over 16,000 people that have died from the vaccine and they just did one autopsy. He goes, one autopsy? Are you kidding me? He goes, in the medical field, autopsies tell you everything. And the reason they're not doing autopsies is because they don't want us to know everything. So all this is shrouded with deception and the big lie that Romans talks about. And this is what we have to be careful as people of faith, is not to exchange the truth for a lie.
I'm reminded that the Bible tells us that we are to respect authority because we respect God. And it allows imperfect authorities to be in position of authority in society. Therefore, a Christian is to be the best of citizens. But our true citizenship is above America. It's to the kingdom of God. Okay, so number one, we can't be so earthbound that we want everything to go perfectly here and we act as if we're entitled to everything to go perfect here. And then we kind of freak out the sky is falling when American leaders don't do what we think is biblical wise, good, or, you know, to our benefit. But we are to be involved. We are to run for office. We are to debate the issues. We are to be intelligent. We are to be stewards. In America, and, you know, render under Caesar, that do Caesar. Well, there isn't one.
Exactly, I was going to say.
There's a democracy. And we render unto our democratic republic, our citizen responsibility, to hold our judiciary and our legislative and executive branches accountable with our election process and by speaking the truth. But I think Christians still need to remember, it does say to be shrewd as a serpent, but as gentle as a dove, because at the end of the day, we aren't trying to win a political battle. We're trying to help God's kingdom go forward, which means help win souls, be fishers of men.
Exactly.
And some of those believers-to-be are on the other side of the vaccine issue than us, and they're in another party than we may be. And they may take a critical race theory approach that we think is totally unhealthy and unwise and untrue in the schools, for example. And do we have a right to speak up on that, as they did in Virginia? Yes, because you're defending your children. And when you defend others, you should be really strong. When you're defending yourself, look at how Jesus acted. He didn't defend himself. He defended others. So I do remind Christians who are engaged in politics and throwing their arms up about the negatives in the culture, we still have a bigger goal to be citizens of heaven, bring people to Christ. And let's be very vigilant to debate our political issues by protecting and defending the weak, the vulnerable, and the innocent, from the unborn to our own children in the school systems, to an inner city kid whose school is really, really, really bad and they're not going to get an education. We need to have, you know, the compassion of Christ in the way we do politics.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a great point, Jeff, is that this is where we have to, you know, really pause for a moment, have that Salem moment, as we say, and check your heart. You know, what is your motivation here? What are we doing? Are you acting out of, like you said, your citizenship of heaven, leading others into eternity, you know, to a heavenly existence, an eternal existence? Or is this just about a temporal argument right now? But you see, the fact of the matter is, and what's so threatening to the left and others that do not follow God, is they know that God is almighty and he's powerful. They know it. This is why they go after the church and they want people of faith to be quiet. We cannot yield to that. It goes back to what you said. We have to give to God the things that belong to God, to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar. And when it comes to truth, it is not the government that is the bastion and the harbinger of truth. They just, you know, they're failed men, just like the rest of us. And it's only by God's grace and what Jesus did on the cross that anoints and empowers and sanctifies God's faithful to do his job here on earth, right, as it is in heaven.
I think the word humility versus pride is a very important one.
Yes.
Pride is what began Satan's rebellion. Pride is what made Adam and Eve and all of us humans think we can do better our own way than God's way. Pride is what messes up your marriage with those arguments you have. Pride is what divides the races. Pride is, you know, in the way. We need humility. Humility is the way of Jesus. And we can defend others, stand for truth, but win people to Christ.
I'll share with you what a friend of mine said in our Bible study last week, Jeff. I thought it was really powerful. We were talking about ego, and he says in his training, what they deciphered ego as being easing God out. That's what ego does. I thought that was really, really powerful, right? And this is what's going on in our culture today. As the left is trying to ease God out, or those that are anti-God, hey, we need to open up the doors and let God come rushing through to save them all. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
COVID is spiking.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns.
SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimpliSafe.com today.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We've got Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Yes, when you go to Bill Martinez Live or BillMartinezShow.com right there at Sam's Corner, you get all these great stories, these viral videos. They're all right there in the archive, and you can go back and enjoy each of them at your own leisure and share them with your friends. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Okay. Just in time. Good call.
What a way to come on the air this morning, huh?
Yeah, you just have to get it out of you. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
No worries. Hey, it's all good. All right. Well, this is a first. That's never happened before, but that's okay. I mean, hey, at least you didn't do something like Joe Biden that everybody's talking about, you know?
That's totally true. You know, I guess it's
oh my gosh! How embarrassing!
Something to think about this morning, waking you up real good. So.
Well, that's good. I'm awake. All right, let's talk first about this 61-year-old man that was captured after a missing North Carolina teen. He uses a TikTok hand signal to escape. Well, explain that. What happened?
Okay, so you know, a lot of times we think about TikTok having a bad influence, you know, not just on everybody, but especially on teenagers. But in this case, something this 16-year-old girl learned on TikTok actually saved her life. So she's 16 years old. She's from Asheville, North Carolina, and she'd been taken across the state line by a man named James Brick. Well, she's coming down from Ohio, riding on the highway, and you know, authorities are not certain right now how many cars that she was doing the signal to, but she was able to do the hand signal. And the signal is just a very simple one. You have four fingers up and you have your thumb folded into your palm. And then that's the first part. And the second part is you fold your four fingers down over your thumb. So it's just like two parts, four fingers up, thumb over palm.
Open and close.
Yeah. And it means I need help.
Right.
And she learned this on TikTok. And fortunately, you know, this hand gesture, her learning it is great, but if people didn't know what it was, also from TikTok, you know, she would have just been riding down the road forever and would not, and, you know, there's no telling how the outcome would have gone. She was obviously in serious danger and needed to get away from this man. And fortunately, you know, like we were thinking about it, and a lot of times as a motorist, you know, you're focused, you're looking ahead. So I'm thinking it was probably a passenger or something who was able to see her and realized that she was asking for help. Because otherwise you could just mistake that kind of for high. You know, if you're not really paying attention, you just would not know. And she was able to do it right under his nose without him knowing what she was doing. So
And that is that a universal hand signal, or is that just something endemic to TikTok?
I believe it's
sign language. Are you aware of that?
But they were learning.
Yes.
Like my husband was saying, he thinks it's sign language. But is something that is not common, you know, wouldn't be. Unfortunately, most people don't know, you know, American Sign Language across the board. So it's sign language, and they learned it from TikTok.
Wow. Wow.
Now, isn't that a great idea? I mean, it's one of those things that's like, you know, when they're finding all these unique ways to get people help, you know, they have these new phone apps and different things like that where people are able to quiet, because you can't always scream for help. You can't always say things out loud. And having different ways of doing it, you know, it's saving lives. And I saw
saves
this and
life.
It's like,
wow.
It makes so much sense.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully, I mean, this is something that spreads, you know, here, you know, from this radio show and this feature, Sam, because, you know, you don't know. I mean, abductions are on the rise, sex trafficking, the kind of evil that's come into our culture today. And, you know, you got to think of, you know, what are the alternatives? You know, how can you survive these situations? You know, and here this 16-year-old girl has the moxie enough to, you know, hope upon hope, you know, put it out to fellow motorists, and somebody picked up on it, you know. And so, hey, this is something to talk to your kids about. And we can thank, in this particular case, TikTok and his sign language, you know, for people that know sign language, that this is a natural thing. I don't know that is, but that's brilliant. I mean, it's just a, you know, you got four fingers up and your thumb inside and you just open, close, and that means I need help. That's brilliant.
So it was actually invented by the Canadian Women's Foundation in Toronto last year, here. So
okay.
It was like specifically for domestic violence victims, and I think that's why they came up with it. They were trying to find a new way. So it is a form of sign language, but not standard American sign language. So it was just something that they came up with for people to know. And you know, I know that a lot of times they might never ever know that ended up helping, but it did.
Well, you think, you know, like for law enforcement who are called to domestic situation, sometimes the person is not free to talk. The spouse is there, and all they're trying to do is keep things peaceful and in control, but they want to be able to communicate to the police that they're in danger. And this is a very subtle and non-threatening way to be able to get that message across so that the police, you know, can do something different. I mean, you know, we saw, you know, of course what happened, sadly with Gabby, and, you know, that, you know, national event and awareness that occurred, maybe at that point, you know, where she was, she just wasn't, you know, she seemed to be, as one person said, who did a lot of work with abused females, that she had the typical language and the typical, you know, responsible, you know, response to the police. And she said, right then, she goes, no, she was in danger, that, you know, because here she was taking the blame herself, which is typical of, you know, domestic victims. And I thought that was quite insightful. But these are these things that we don't know about, that we learn along the way, whether it's through, you know, some of the good that the media does and, you know, in this case, TikTok. So good to know. And hopefully this is something that, you know, all police across the country have been educated on, that, you know, when somebody does this hand signal, that that means they need help. They can't verbally say it, but they're giving you an indication that they're in danger. This next story is a 4-year-old Australian girl that was found alive and well after going missing for 19 days. Wow. What happened?
Yeah. So this is a story that has gotten a lot of attention because, you know, this little girl was actually kidnapped right from her tent. Her family was camping, and her mom wakes up about 6 o'clock in the morning after tucking her little girl in. And the tent flaps are flapping in the wind, and the little girl is gone with her sleeping bag and all. So it's obvious from the get-go. Somebody's taken her. She hasn't wandered off. This is not an okay situation. And, you know, people start following this case, and your heart drops because you're like, this doesn't, like, you know, how often does this ever have a happy ending?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 19 days later, when, you know, you start to, it's usually you have to get them in the first 24 to 48 hours. After that,
exactly,
the chances drop off significantly. They ended up finding her at a neighbor's house. He had taken her. They came in. They broke into the house, and she's safe. She's safe and well and reunited with her family, and it's just an amazing thing. This little girl's name is Cleo, and she's just, you know, she's a beautiful little girl, captured the hearts of not just Australia, but this is the whole world. So we're just happy to see something like that have a happy ending. And obviously, you know, I heard people praising the police in this situation. They acted fast and they acted aggressively. And I really do believe that it was their police work that saved her. And it's the reason she's safe there today. And, you know, it just makes you really appreciate those guys and what they do, and girls.
Well, we pray, Sam, that there's no lasting damage. God only knows what happened in those 19 days, what that four-year-old had been subjected to, and what will alter the trajectory of her life. And we just pray that God's grace and mercy would be about her, and that she'd be protected, that she could be made whole. Whatever was done, you know, to this innocent four-year-old Australian girl. But I'm glad to hear that she's alive. And we just pray again that, you know, she would be fully restored, and that, that, you know, if it was possible at all, that no damage, you know, would be done to this gal, that would be another miracle. But God is in the miracle business, I believe. And that, you know, if full restoration is something that is needed, then, you know, we leave that in God's hands to do, because otherwise, you know, this 4-year-old girl, the trauma of this event, it isn't just one and done, and she's 4 years old and innocent. You have no idea. I mean, there are so many other stories, you know, throughout our lives where you had young girls who have been abused, and they carry it forward. Some of them, it's so buried that they don't even they don't remember it, and then it comes out later on when they're, you know, when they're married, and you know, and it's like, you know, here you are. You get, you know, some of these young girls that are carrying the pain of this, you know, for decades, and then having to deal with it as adults, you know, with a husband now. And it makes it very, very complicated and very painful. This next story is very sweet. A young boy, he goes to a place and all the candy's gone. So what does he do? You know, bummer. You know, some kids would have thrown that bucket that was empty, maybe thrown it through the person's window or something like that. But this boy says, no, hey, I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to I'm going to empty my candy bag, and I'm going to put it in this trick or treat bowl for the kids coming after me. Right.
That's right. So Dylan Suter was caught on one of the doorbell cameras, which I'm starting to love because you're catching some really cool footage with these things.
Yeah.
He was trick-or-treating, and he just wanted to make sure everybody else had candy too. His mom didn't even know he did it. She didn't find out until later, when he had gone viral on his like little neighborhood forum. He started taking off, and everybody was just saying what a sweetheart he was.
That's so cool.
And his mom, Sarah, just said how proud she is. I mean, what a great kid. Not even saying a word to anybody, just giving his candy.
What a great heart. Exactly. Hey, we got 20 seconds left. I love the story of Grant. We love grandparents. This group paid off 82 balances at a toy store to help struggling families. Bless their heart. Season, and we're coming into it, a season of Thanksgiving, and of course, the ultimate Thanksgiving on Christmas Day. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, right here. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and check out Sam's Corner and read all the other great viral videos.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS?